just take some initiative. You know, if your heart's right, you kind of can't go wrong.
Leading a Bible study with peers might seem nerve-wracking, but it shouldn't be. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Stephen McCoy tells of a time when he stepped out of his comfort zone, and it made an eternal difference.
There's a guy who was in my Bible study that I started, and I was very nervous, and he was in one of my business classes, and I knew he was a Christian, and I was trying to start a little Bible study with some guys. Well, that guy that I asked to be in my Bible study is now a seminary professor. He got involved in the ministry, he had gifts of teaching, and now he's one of the top professors. So you never know what happens when you get someone to trust God. So, you know, planting seeds, I met with a guy just 3 weeks ago who I knew in college, student body president, and I remember talking to him in college. And I wasn't a very, you know, big leader on campus, but because I tried to trust God with my faith, I felt like I planted seeds with a lot of people on campus.
And Stephen realized his job was simply to follow God's leading and leave the results to him.
Just take some initiative. You know, if your heart's right, you kind of can't go wrong. You know, if you just say, you know, take some risk, take some initiative, and not try to act like you know what you're the expert. Just saying, I feel like this would be a good thing for us. By creating an environment that's safe for people to come to, you never know, because people are looking for safety. They want to talk about things. And most people who have been a Christian a long time know a lot more than they realize. So I think just take some steps and make it safe and make it fun, and you never know.
What a great example. Do you want to hear more stories of people making a difference? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.